శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 11 సాయి యాజ్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ డాక్టర్ పండిట్స్ వర్షిప్ హాజీ సిద్దిక్ ఫాల్కే కంట్రోల్ ఓవర్ ద ఎలిమెంట్స్ లెట్ అస్ నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ సాయి as to how he was worshipped and how he controlled the elements. Sai as Saguna Brahma. There are two aspects of the God or Brahma. Number one, the unmanifested Nirguna, and two, the manifested Saguna. The Nirgun is formless while the Sagun is with form. Though both denote the same Brahma, some prefer to worship the former, some the latter. As stated in Gita, chapter 13, the worship of the latter is easy and preferable. As man has got a form, that is body, sense, etc., it is natural and easy for him to worship the God with form. Our love and devotion do not develop unless we worship Saguna Brahma for a certain period of time as we advance. It leads us to the worship, that is meditation of Nirgun Brahma. So, let us start with Sagun worship. Image, altar, fire, light, sun, water, Brahma are the seven objects of worship. But Sadguru is better than all this. Let us on this occasion bring to our mind the form of Sai, who was non-attachment incarnate and who was a resting place for his devotees. Our faith in his words is the asana, and our sankalp, that is determination to accomplish the puja, is the abandonment of all our desires. Some say that Sai was a Bhagavad Bhakta, that is devotee of the Lord. Others say he was Mahabhagavat, that is a great devotee. But to us, he is God incarnate. He was ever forgiving, never irritable, straight, soft, tolerant and content beyond comparison. Though he looked embodied, that is, as having the form, he was really disembodied, emotionless, unattached, and internally free. The Ganges, on its way to the sea, cools and refreshes the creatures affected with heat, gives life to the crops and trees, and quenches the thirst of many. Similarly, saints, that is, souls like Sai, while they live, their own life gives solace and comfort to all. Lord Krishna has said that the saint is my soul, my living image. I am he, or he is my pure form being. This indescribable Shakti or power of God, known as pure existence, knowledge and bliss, incarnate in the form of Sai in Shirdi. The Shruti, that is Taittiriya Upanishad, describes Brahma as pure bliss. This we read or hear daily in the books, but the devout people experienced this Brahma or bliss in Shirdi. Baba, the support of all, required no prop or asana from anybody. He always used a piece of sackcloth for his seat, which was covered with a small mattress by his bhaktas and had a bolster placed by them for rest to his back. Baba respected the feelings of his devotees and allowed them to worship him as they liked. Some waved chamara or fans before him. Some played on musical instruments. Some washed his hands and feet. Some others applied scent and chandana. Some gave betel nut with leaves, and some others offered nevidya. Though he looked like living in Shirdi, he was present everywhere. This all pervasive of his was daily experienced by his devotees. Our humble prostration to this all-pervasive Sadguru. Dr. Pandit's worship. One Dr. Pandit, a friend of Tatya Saheb Nulkar, once came to Shirdi from Baba's darshan. After saluting Baba, he sat in the masjid for some time. Baba asked him to go to Dada Bhakt Kelkar. He went to Dada Bhakt, by whom he was well received. Then Dada Bhakt left his house for puja and Dr. Pandit accompanied him. Dada Bhakt worshipped Baba. Nobody until then dared to apply sandal paste to Baba's forehead. Only Mahalaspati used to apply it to his throat. But this simple-hearted Dr. Pandit took Dada Bhakt's dish containing puja materials and taking sandal paste out of it, drew a tripund, that is, three horizontal lines on Baba's forehead. To the surprise of all, Baba kept silent without uttering a single word. Then Dada Bhakt that evening asked Baba, "How is it that though you object to the sandal paste being applied by others to your forehead, you allowed Dr. Pandit to do so?" Baba replied that Dr. Pandit believed him to be the same as his guru Raghunath Maharaj of Dhopeshwar, known as Kaka Puranik, and he applied the paste to his forehead as he was doing to his guru. Hence, he could not object. On inquiry, Dr. Pandit told Dada Bhakt that he took Baba as his guru, Kaka Puranik, and realized him as the same. Hence, he marked the tripund on Baba's forehead as he did on his guru's. Though Baba allowed the devotees to worship him as they pleased, still sometimes he acted in strange ways. Sometimes he threw away the puja dish and was worth incarnate. Then, who could approach him? Sometimes he scolded the devotees, at times he looked softer than wax, a statue of peace and forgiveness. Though he seemed to shake with anger and his eyes, red eyes rolled around, still he was internally an ocean of affection and motherly love. He would call out his devotees and say that he never knew when he was ever angry with them. If it was possible that mothers could kick their children and the sea turn back the river, he too could neglect the devotees' welfare, that he, the slave of his devotees, always stood by them and responded to them whenever they called upon him, and that he always longed for their love. Haji Siddiq Phalke. There was no knowing as to when Baba would accept a devotee, that dependent on his will. Siddiq Phalke's story is to the point. One Mohammedan gentleman by name Siddi Phalke of Kalyan, after making pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina, came to Shirdi. He lived in the Chavadi facing north and sat in the open courtyard of the masjid. For 9 months, Baba ignored him and did not allow him to step into the masjid. Phalke felt much disconsolate and did not know what to do. Somebody advised him not to be disappointed but to try to approach Baba through Shama, that is, mother of Deshpande, a close and intimate devotee of Baba. He told him that as they approached the Lord Shiva through his servant and devotee Nandi, so should Baba be approached through Shama. Phalke liked the idea and implored Shama to intercede for him. Shama agreed and on a convenient occasion spoke to Baba about him thus, "Baba, why don't you allow the old Haji to step into the masjid, while so many persons freely come and go after taking your darshan? Why not bless him once?" Baba replied, "Shama, you are immature to understand things. If the fakir, Allah, does not allow, what can I do? Without his grace, who will climb into the masjid? Well, go to him and ask him whether he will come to the narrow footpath near the Barvi well." Shama went and returned with an affirmative answer. Again Baba said to Shama, "Ask him whether he is willing to pay me the sum of ₹40,000 in 4 installments. Shama went and returned with the answer that he was willing to pay even 40 lakhs. Again Baba said to Shama, "We are going to cut a goat in the masjid, so ask him whether he would like to have its meat, haunch or testicles of the goat." Shama returned with the answer that the Haji would be happy to receive a small crumb from Baba's kolamba, that is, mud pot. Hearing this, Baba got excited and with his hands threw away the earthen jars and kolamba and straightaway advanced to the Haji and lifting his kafni up in the arms said, "Why do you brag and pose yourself as an old Haji? Do you read Quran like this? You are proud of your pilgrimages to Mecca, but you do not know me." Being thus scolded, the Haji was confounded. Baba then went back to the masjid, purchased a basket of mangoes and sent them to the Haji. Then again, Baba went to the Haji and taking out rupees 55 from his pocket, gave them in Haji's hand. Thenceforth, Baba loved the Haji, invited him for meals, and the Haji thereafter came into the masjid. Whenever he liked, Baba gave him at times some rupees, and thus the Haji was enrolled in Baba's darbar. Baba's control over the elements. We shall close this chapter of describing two incidents showing Baba's control over the elements. Number one, once at evening time there was a terrible storm at Shirdi. The sky was overcast with thick black clouds. The winds began to blow with great force. The clouds roared and the lightning began to flash and the rains started pouring in torrents. In a short time the whole place was flooded with water. All the creatures, birds, beasts and men got terribly frightened and they all flocked to the masjid for shelter. There are many local deities in Shirdi, but none of them came to the rescue. So they all prayed to Baba, their god, who was fond of their devotion, to intercede and quell the storm. Baba was much moved. He came out and standing at the edge of the masjid, addressed the storm in a loud and thunderous voice. "Stop! Stop your fury and be calm." In a few minutes, the rain subsided. The winds ceased to blow and the storm came to a stop. Then the moon rose in the sky and people went back home well pleased. Number two, on another occasion at noon, the fire in the Duni began to burn brightly. Its flames were seen to be reaching the rafters above. The people who were sitting in the masjid did not know what to do. They dared not to ask Baba to pour water or do anything to quench the flames. But Baba soon came to realize what was happening. He took up his satka, that is short stick, and dashed it against a pillar in front, saying, "Get down, be calm." At each stroke of the satka, the flames began to slow down, and in a few minutes, the Dhuni became calm and normal. This is Avarsai, an incarnation of God. He will bless any man who will prostrate and surrender to himself to him. He who will read the stories of this chapter daily with faith and devotion will soon be free from all calamities, not only this but always attached and devoted to Sai. He will get very soon God vision. All his desires will be fulfilled and being ultimately desireless, he will attain supreme. Amen. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. Thank you.